You're tuned in to the Vintage House Show, home to the original stories of the history of house music as told by the legends, pioneers, and icons. Hosted by Kevin Mega McFall, Lori Branch, and Lauren Lowry.
Legendary Craig Loftus, also known as the Grand High Priest. Welcome, everybody.
What's up, everybody? Hey, Craig. Hey, Tonka. Hey, I thought we'd start today with a little bit of Craig Loftus heat. Even though this isn't at the lodge, this is at Ron Carroll's beautiful spot in Mount Thorn with a Craig Loftus original. One of my favorite songs. Yes.
Look at that big old smile on his face.
Yes.
I love it. I actually love this song, and I lost it, and I got it back from Laura.
I know. I know. I remember, because I never stopped playing it. All right, well, we're going to get started with our show. That song is called Sleep in the Middle by Mr. Craig Loftus, and we are just so thrilled to have you all in the house tonight. Craig, Tonka?
Yes. Here we go. Better.
I can barely hear you, Craig.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe it's just me. I think I can hear you now.
Can you hear me, Tonka?
I hear you. I hear you. I hear you. I hear you.
Linda Red say hey, everyone.
Hey, Linda Red.
What's up, Linda Red? What's up? What's up? What's up? Hey, Lauren. What's up, girl? So look, I haven't been doing the show as often as possible. I'd rather sleep in the middle. You know, that's a really powerful message. So, we were about to be in the mix. You know what we'll do? We'll do a little bit of mix, put Craig back on just to take us out a little bit later, because that was a really nice mix. And I used to love that song. Sleep in the Middle. Who's singing that, Craig?
You know, that was Deborah, one of my artists.
Okay. Hey, Jill.
And she's also the one that I did Calvary, the remix of Calvary, which is actually called Surely, which I released on Surely came out on Jelly Beans label.
Okay.
And he paid me tons of money for it.
Yeah, and what about Sleep in the Middle? Did you get paid for that?
Well, it was never released. Never
well,
got
why paid. Can't we release that song? I think I want to release Sleep in the Middle.
Well, we'll
I'd
we'll,
rather
we'll
sleep in the middle, we'll alone in my bed.
Yeah.
What's the rest of it?
I forgot.
Something waiting for you.
Oh, yeah. What
the heck? It's basically a storyline about, instead of going through the drama
that
you go through in relationships, she'd rather sleep in the middle of her bed.
Sleep instead in the middle of the bed.
Sleep with
right?
someone.
Right, had to rather sleep by herself. Herself.
Yes.
Hey, right. Diana. Kevin McFall, what's up? What's up? What's
hey,
up?
Hey, Diana.
Hey, let me ask them. How come y'all can see all these people and I can't see anybody?
Well, I'm looking at my phone and I have the
yes, she's
live on.
Technologically more sound than you are, Craig.
Oh, okay. Got more.
Yeah, she's got the hookup.
I'm wondering what's going on. Y'all seeing all these people chime in. I don't see anybody.
Well, they're there. Hey, Reginald Davenport. Thanks for chiming in. He said Frankie dropped that song in a special mix CD. Sleep in the Middle. That's a Craig Loftus original, y'all. Did you know?
I was one of the
now people. You know.
Grand High Priest, a.k.a. Grand High Priest. Right. You don't get as much props as you should, my brother. Because
you know someone else knows.
Yeah.
You don't. Craig, listen. What's up, Charles? What's up?
Well, you know, it's like this. One of the things is, I guess I am humble.
Yes.
And I appreciate being the man in the background. I get so much, you know, people think that you don't always have to be in the forefront of everything. Mm-hmm. I can walk into a nightclub and everyone in that nightclub will play a song that I wrote.
Yes.
And that feeling alone right there, you know, when like give you a perfect example, when Mary Mary came out, they flew me to London to do a licensing deal. And this was at Southport Weekender. And I was telling everybody, if you're a lover, house music lover, you have got to make it your business to one day in your life go to Southport Weekender, because it is your mecca.
Yes.
It is truly where you want to be. And they flew me out there, Southport Weekender. This was when Mary Mary first came out.
Mm-hmm.
And Charisma dropped Mary Mary. And 5,000 people screamed. I burst out in tears because the emotion to see all those people when the baseline came in, when they heard the baseline and they all started screaming, mm-hmm. it was like just to even know that my song was that big over there and it hit, that I had made it over there. You mm-hmm. know, it was amazing. It was amazing.
This That's song. Great.
Yeah.
And that has to feel really good. And, you know, you've had quite a few cuts. People know Mary Mary. I think a lot of people didn't know Sleep in the Middle might have been you. There, another song that Craig has released that I play always sort of, as giving homage to you as a friend is, now I can't think of the name of it, but I play it all the time.
Yeah.
What's giving you goosebumps? Oh, yeah. What song did you just say, Craig?
Jimmy Go Boom.
Jimmy Go Boom.
Yeah.
Jimmy Go Boom is Craig Loftus. Hey, feel all right.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You didn't know that? Come on, Tonka, what's up?
Yes, that's me. Huh?
Hey, feel all
I'm
right.
Shame.
Right, right.
That'd be a Craig Loftus.
Yes.
Anyway, yes. I would love to talk about your whole portfolio of magic all night. But one of the things we want to cover tonight is 2022. What a year it's been so far. We're 5 days in. The schools are closed. Pandemic is wild. Everybody I know has got COVID.
It's absolutely
crazy. So let's talk about it. How are you guys doing? Let me just check in. Craig, you first, then Tonka, tell me.
Well, you know, we are... I can speak for both of us. We are mentally exhausted,
mm-hmm.
trained, trying to figure out how to succeed as a business, as an industry in the music industry, nightclub industry. And on top of that, being conscious of the safety of our patrons and ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, the success sometimes of your evening is the numbers. Mm-hmm. It's all about the numbers. You know what I'm saying? So that goal to reach a packed house is slowly dwindling away. Mm-hmm. Whereas let's have a spurs night, but yeah. a good party.
Mm-hmm. And
to change that mentality has been truly a challenge.
Yes. You know? Yes.
And I think it's something that's going on around with everybody is, you know, how do you succeed in the industry that we're in, and an industry that depends on numbers
mm-hmm.
and is valued and gauged by how many people were at your event, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And then still be deemed successful at what you do. So one of the things I think that we're looking at and we focused on is more of quality rather than quantity. And That's where I think we are right now. And until the city decides to shut us down, mm-hmm. you know, we try to always stay, you know, people are probably wondering, well, why aren't you guys shutting down like everybody else? One of the things you have to remember, the lodge is enormous. You can literally come to the lodge and be at the party and not be involved. And Tonka and I have had several meetings, and I've actually, you know, we've come to a way that we've redesigned the room.
Mm-hmm.
where the room allows you to do that. Mm-hmm. We have a little cafe section in the very front for those who want to come out, have a good time, but not be involved with everybody. We had two of our best patrons and closest friends come out 2 weeks ago who had not been out in the pandemic, period.
Wow.
And they came out and they sat at the cafe. I sold them on the whole idea of the cafe tables and everything. So Simona yeah. came out. Her and Lou sat at the tables,
mm-hmm.
partied. Every time they heard something that they liked, they got up and danced, and then they sat right back down. You know, and so the concept worked. So it's all about right now trying to figure out how to navigate through this pandemic.
Yeah.
You cannot allow it to, you know, the world has changed, we have changed, and we have to learn to adapt. You know, it's going to be a lot of trial and error.
Yes.
In everything, it's going to be trial and error. But I think we're on a real good path of learning how to adapt. And one of mm-hmm. the key things, again, I think is a success for us is that we're large. Right, we're large enough where you can come out and you don't have to, even if the room has 150, 200 people in it, you can still be in the lodge and be by yourself.
And you can so you can social distance in the lodge. Oh, yeah. You can hang out. I think that's important for people to know that we don't have to shut the party down even when the pandemic gets hot. You know, it's about a new normal, right?
Right.
We have a new normal. Charles is saying, I see you guys have put in the hard work. Everyone in the lodge has put into your sweat is appreciated, and it's not taken for granted. So thank you.
Thank you.
By the way, Aiden just joined. He's watching. He hasn't said anything really, but I'm going to still shout him out because he has a lot to do with our recent success.
Yes.
Too.
Aiden, feel free to join us on the screen if you want. You know, we're happy to bring you in there. Hey, what's there? He is. Hey, Aiden. I know you too. I love the picture.
Thank you. So the real test is going to be the mandate, which we will, you know, I have confidence because so far we haven't gotten any kickback. I've been watching the news a lot, and it seems like some of the venues or restaurants and so forth are, you know, getting a little kickback from people who just really don't want to show their vaccination card. You know, I really think majority of our supporters appreciate that we are, you know, following instructions, basically, for lack of a better word. But that's going to be the true test, which is going to be Saturday the 15th, MLK Day, with Emmanuel and Ferris and Mike and Jean and Andre for the reunion party. Yeah, we'll see what happens. But I don't feel like we're going to have any issues, but that is going to be the first party, first house party, where we have to abide by the mandate.
Well, let me ask our viewers, what do you guys think about the mandate? You know, if you have to come to the lodge, you know, and show proof of vaccination. Listen, I know a lot of people who are not vaccinated for whatever reasons they've decided they don't want to have to deal with it. Is the mandate going to help sort of push people, you know, into that space where they actually get vaccinated, or are they going to be just buying cards? Or, you know, I'd love to hear your comments, but Craig, what do you think?
You know, I don't think it's going to damage us too much, the mandate, because you have to look at the demographics of our audience. That age group, majority of everyone that really the main supporters of the lodge are anywhere between 45 and up. That group has been vaccinated and actually has had almost majority of their boosters. So, you know, we're not dealing with, now I do have another night, the teen night, well, I won't say teen night, but the other night, Friday night, where they're younger. And I believe it's going to damage that particular group because I don't believe a lot of them were vaccinated. But for our regular house night, I think it's going to, you know, it's going to be okay. I really think that we'll be all right with it. And then also one of the things we pride ourselves on our safety. I also own a cleaning service, and part of my commercial cleaning service is coronavirus cleaning. So I actually have all the equipment to actually fumigate and sanitize the whole room, which we do after every party.
Right. So Yvette is saying responsible people will follow the rules, what they want to do safely. The key is to stay masked up. Now, I appreciate you saying that, Yvette, but let me say what my experience has been. Now, I never stopped DJing when they allowed us to go back into the clubs. You know, last year I was doing a party every 2 weeks. Up until, you know, December, I've been doing something at least twice a month. And in every single party that I DJed inside, and I did a lot outside too, but even inside, more than half people, most people weren't wearing masks, you know, even in December, even in November. And so I mean, that's where a lot of infections are happening. So how are you supporting the whole mask piece? What are your thoughts on that inside the club?
Well, you want to take this, Tonka?
No, go ahead.
Okay. One of the things, when you come to the door, I make sure, you know, my security always makes sure that everyone has a mask. We also have masks at our door. Okay. We have a thermometer at our door on the wall, which people don't even know what it is, but it's actually taking your temperature when you're uh-huh. And if your temperature is high, it's gonna then they'll know what it is because it's yeah. gonna alarm. Uh-huh. Yeah, it will go off. Also, like yeah. I say, we have masks at the door.
Okay, good.
As an adult, responsible adult, we offer that and we ask, do you have your mask? Mm-hmm. But that's something I'm gonna be very honest with you. We don't enforce that. We don't make sure that you, because it's kind of uncomfortable to be at mm-hmm. the nightclub with a mask on. But one thing I do notice, mm-hmm. a lot of people who, when you start to greet someone, they'll mm-hmm. put their mask on.
Right.
See, this is the movement that we're learning to do in the nightclub industry. It's just, yeah. you know, people are just learning how, again, to navigate in this pandemic. And I think that this is just some of the things that we have to be prepared for and yeah. some of the things that we deal with. I think of everybody, you know, I don't really see too many totally reckless people coming out to the club. Because we're like, again, we're like I say, the demographics, we have an older clientele there that, yeah. You know, so that's how I look.
Well, let me ask you this. Since we know or we get a very strong indication that the Omicron virus is a lot less severe than the Delta and Beta, these other variants, you know, are we feeling a little bit more secure that potentially we'll get it, but it's not going to be too bad? Do you think people are kind of feeling, you know, less cautious about it, maybe taking a few more risks?
I don't think that they're taking more risks, but I do think that a lot of people have done their research on it. And I don't think that it's enough research really out there. Mm-hmm. That you know, to find out what's really going on, because what's very interesting to me is everyone that I know that came across the I always joke and call it the Omarion. The Omarion. They all were vaccinated. They all had their vaccine.
Well, yeah, and boosters.
Yes, no, people. And boosters, yes, you but know? Because it's more infectious, Craig. That's what the research is showing us. Is that it's. Like I don't want to quote the wrong statistics, but it's way more infectious.
Okay, than the Delta variant. Explain. See, that's what I'm talking about. When you say it's way more infectious,
yes,
is it still communicated and still delivered the way all of the rest of the coronavirus is delivered?
Well, is I am not a doctor, and I'm not going to even pretend to be one.
All right.
Well, from what I understand, in the simplest layman's terms. Is that if Delta was able to infect, one person could infect, these numbers are going to be off, but if like one person could go in and infect five people, one person can now infect like 10 times that or five times that. They can infect 10 or 15 people, one person with the virus. So it's more transmissible for whatever the epidemiological reason is, more people are getting this variant than other people. That's why you had like 80,000 cases in Illinois, you know, this week. It's more contagious. Yvette is saying it's more contagious. It is. Otis Mack is in the room. What's up, Otis?
Hey, Otis.
Hey, Otis. That's at your spot. But I can tell you kids aren't keeping their mask on at the club. We're saying the same thing, Otis, that people are not keeping their mask on. We're encouraging it. But I think that if you want to avoid this virus, you know, that's going to be, I don't know. But what I was getting at, Craig, go ahead, Tonka, please.
No. I'm saying hey to people. Go ahead.
I'm just wondering if people are feeling less concerned because they're not getting as sick. I've known a lot of people with booster, all that. And I mean, I was just talking to one of my cousins today. He's boosted the whole nine. And he was like, yeah, I got it. I had a fever one night. I woke up, passed the fever, and then I had a sore throat for a day. And then like by the weekend was over, he was done. He was like, it's kind of like a minor cold. Now he's vaccinated and boosted, and so that's how it affects him. But if someone is not vaccinated or boosted, even those in South Africa, they said were not as severe. So maybe I'm hoping this is an off ramp. I don't know. I'm talking a lot of smack. Phil Thomas is in the house. What's up, Phil?
That part.
Yeah, you know, again, you're right. A lot of people are getting it, and it's in and out. You know, they'll get it on
like 3 days.
They'll get it on Monday, and then mm-hmm. Friday, everybody, they're fine. Uh-huh. You know, and they're testing uh-huh. negative.
Are these people vaccinated?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. See, that's the difference, though. Well, so Preston is more concerned. So, yeah, I'm more concerned, too. But I certainly don't. I think the point of this show today is that we don't want to stop living our lives.
Right.
But we also want to continue to support the community. So how do we do that safely, responsibly, have a good time? I feel like 2021 was such an amazing year because we had so much pent up demand.
Yeah.
We couldn't get out in 2020. Mm-hmm. And so 2021, everybody's out, everybody's partying. We had, I mean, some of the best parties I've been through to in years.
Yeah.
Because we were hungry for it. And I don't want the party to stop. I'll be honest. I just don't.
Yeah.
Hey, David.
Well, one of the things I think that's going to happen, I hate mm-hmm. to say it myself, I think that the mayor, because she got so much blowback from the restaurant district,
yeah.
they allowed New Year's Eve to go. And okay. I really believe in the next 2 to 3 weeks, unfortunately, I just really think we're headed in a shutdown. Okay. I really do. Till they get a better understanding. Because yeah. like you said, one of the things is that this particular variant is highly contagious, mm-hmm. but everybody who's been vaccinated and has their booster is running through this real quick. It's not that big of a deal, but they're looking at the numbers. When they look at the positivity rates and the things like that, it's getting back where we were before. Right. And it's making people.
Uh-oh. See, Craig, it's Craig. You know what? To be
technical, he's back. No, he's not back.
No, he ain't back, so we're going to talk about it. What's up, Charisse? Great live. Well, we had Craig live. Great context relates to our house community. This is, Charisse, I think this is one of the most important questions. You know, how do we continue to have a house community within the context of COVID? You know, it's just really, really hard. Right. Did I see Sundance on here? If I see you, Sundance, what's up, girl? Thanks for tuning in. Dion Hunter, what's up?
Dion.
Well, listen, guys, what we're talking about is this club scene for 2022. Can we do it like we did it in 2021? Because it was a good time. Lots of stuff happening. I'm going to put up the next big thing that's going on at the Lodge. Can talk about this because it is a big party. The reunion.
Yes.
Go ahead, Tonka.
Really looking forward to this. DJ Emmanuel put this together. He'd been trying to do this, especially getting Fierce Thomas out for a while. So we are all beyond excited. I haven't heard Fierce since he played at the Chosen Few picnic. And that brought everybody to tears, including him. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to it. He was always one of my favorites. And like I had posted before, he was one of the ones that was closest to that mix where they do the truck horn. I can't remember the song or whatever, but I'm just really looking forward to it. Mike, I don't know if I've ever heard Mike live, so that's going to be a treat. Of course, Gene Hunt is always the show and always, like, you know, just goes hard. Andre Hatchett, my baby, of course. And then Emmanuel.
Yes.
No, he's always been one of my favorites. So I'm looking forward to this. And it's it's a lot of excitement. A lot of tickets have already been sold. We've done pretty good with pre-sales. And just so everybody knows, we are going to, you know, pay close attention to the capacity, you know, so get those tickets now because we're going to base, how many people we let in at the door on how many tickets have been sold. So, and like I said, it's doing pretty good. But yeah, this is the first one coming up for the new year. Unfortunately, we had to cancel the January 1st event, but that has been rescheduled till February 26th. I'll go through all that. But yeah, so this is going to be the first house party of the new year. So yeah, this is going to be a big one.
I think it's important. I think everybody should come. Like we got to live through this. If you don't want to come, I totally get that. But the one thing I will say about the Lodge is it is ginormous. It's a huge space. Craig is an amazing interior architect. That's all I can say is that he's put it together so that it's safe. Is that it's enjoyable. It's a great experience. If you just want to chill and lounge, you can do that. Or if you want to dance, you can do that. And while you're doing that, you can still have social distance.
Yeah.
He's got filtration system going. Mm-hmm. He's got fans going. And he has a cleaning crew in there
Yes. As soon as it's over. We have hand sanitizers literally all over the bar, on every table, in the bathroom. And in addition to having masks at the door when you walk in, those are complimentary. We have them at the bar. I am a commercial insurance broker. I think I said that on one of the other times I was. Uh-huh. And I'm also like a germaphobe. So, you know, with that and Craig being, you know, having a cleaning business.
Yes.
We work very hard to make sure you guys are safe, or at least, you know, as to the best of our ability.
That's great. So, Craig, the lodge is all that. Wish you were home. David, come on home. Why did you leave Chicago in the first place? I don't understand. We see your sister, but we don't see you. That's not
right.
So, Taco, what do you think? You know, one of the things that... There he is. He just popped back on.
Who, Craig? Okay. You had to change.
I got a new view now. Yeah, I have no idea what happened. It just all of a sudden it said, "There's a problem." It said something happened. That's exactly what it said. It said something happened. Something went wrong.
You know what Otis Mack said?
What?
He said, "You stealing? You stealing Wi-Fi?"
Okay, Otis, I'm gonna get you with that one. I'm trying. The neighbor cut off his Wi-Fi.
Right. He changed, messing up your show.
He changed the code on me in the middle of my thing.
All right. So what are our predictions for? Hey, Nick Nicholson, what's up? What's up? What's up?
Hey, Nick.
I miss you. I haven't seen you in a minute. What are our predictions for 2022? Like, what is it that we want to do more of, less of, or what do you see sort of coming into focus? Like, what do we want to do for house music in Chicago in 2022? Now, we talked about clubbing. We talked about the lodge. What else do we want to do?
Well, can I jump in real quick? Because something, the way I'm kicking it off, because, you know, I done put on some pounds like a lot of people. In addition, you know, there's health more than anything. It's not so much the physical outer appearance. It's my health more than anything. So I have teamed up with Mary Younger, a.k.a. Bitty Beast. Mm-hmm. She is the creator of Aquarifit. Okay. And we are starting, kicking off now there. And we had actually, Craig and I had talked to some of our other like fitness gurus, about doing something a while back. So, but this is going to kick everything off, and it's basically going to be like fitness in house, you know, health and fitness, refresh, what I call it, refresh and rejuvenate. And it's going to be a series of fitness parties and other type of events, you know, so that's something that's not quite the regular party, but we plan on having a live DJ for whatever we do. So, and it's co-ed, you know, but we, and in addition to like, just like the workouts, like kickboxing and abs and things like that, we are also going to get to a point where we're going to have doctors come in and talk to you guys, you know, and we just, it's a whole series that's kicking off, and that kicks off on January 29th. So
that's great.
We're also doing some other things at the lodge. One of the things that we're really, really pushing, and it's a must, and that's why we tell everyone, go on the link and make sure that you get your membership, especially through the link. Get your membership, because with your membership, we'll be able to explain a lot of things that we have going on. We're having a comedy night. We're doing a comedy night. We're also doing a movie night. We're trying to take it to a whole nother level where it's just not always a boom, boom, bang, bang party. And that we're working with, we're creating that family unit, which is what makes things succeed even further when you create that family unit. And that's what we're trying to do.
I love that, Craig, because we are a family. You know, the house music community is a family. And if you're watching and you don't know that you're a part of the family, know this. You are part of this family.
Exactly.
I don't know what's going on in your other family.
Everybody, welcome.
This is the fun family. This is the one where you don't have to have too much drama unless you want it.
Right. Now, we'll give it. We don't want no smoke, but we'll get it.
If you want some, you can get some. But listen, this is why I say I love people so much, because I do love you all, because I feel like it's where I can bring my whole self. When I'm going to an event at the lodge or at Nocturne or at Chosen Few event or wherever it is, when I'm hanging out with the good girls, you know, Lady D and Hannah and all my, you know, I feel like this is my family. Like, this is my family who we all groove on one accord, one nation under a groove.
Exactly.
You know, so, hey, we're good. So what do you guys want to do? What, Craig, what else do you see? What do you want to do less of? What do you not want to bring into? We didn't do a burning bowl, but we could do a little virtual burning bowl.
Well, right I wouldn't say what less, do you bring, of, do less of. Less the drama going on in the, you know, community. Yes. We had a lot of house music drama. People, you know, we don't need that. We're too old for that. We need to be working together as a unit and working with each other. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? People, you know, think that there's some kind of beef between the Lodge and the Post. It's not.
Okay.
Sheldon and I are very good friends. We discuss every weekend. We call each other and say what happened at each other's club. You know what
I'm
saying?
There's room for everybody, right?
Exactly. It you know, if the Chosen Few picnic doesn't show us anything, it shows us that.
Yeah.
There's that many people in this city that are lovers of house music or anything. There's room for everybody.
Yeah.
You know? And there's been several events where a few times that everybody who was doing something had a good evening.
Yeah. You know what
I'm saying? I'd like to see a lot of other new things come in. I'd like to get Otis Mack involved with a few.
That would be great.
Yeah, I've been trying to lock Otis down, you know, but he's such a busy
man.
He's so busy, but I think that he would really truly appreciate what we've done and where we are with the Lodge.
I think Otis Mack at the Lodge is a winning combination.
Yeah.
I've been threatening to just come down and, you know, Craig don't never invite me to play. That's another story. That's because he's like, you don't hang out. It has to be a special
event. Really?
Yeah, we ain't gonna go there. We
like, your crowd's not big enough. I'm but yeah, so no, but my sisters, Lady D and Hannah, you know, we have this little crew called the Good Girls, and we're really trying to like ideate for 2022, and we want the Lodge to be a part of that ideation. So
I talk to you about that, Craig?
Yes. That, you know, it's a different kind of, it's not a different crowd. They're house music lovers, but they are citywide. Literally people have come in from other parts of, you know, the country when we're doing parties together. So I think we can bring something to the club. I
appreciate that. I want people to realize, I don't want people to be scared of 51st. I think one of the things is a lot of people are scared of Southside, the 51st and, you know, Prairie, when they don't understand. Once you come out there, it's that whole underground New York feel, you know, when you see the building and you think, oh my God, what am I getting myself into? But when you walk through the door, you're like, oh my God.
That's what it's about. Charisse, I completely agree. Let's get back to the basics like it used to be in the beginning of our beloved genre house. It was fantastic music, beautiful people. And I think we still have that. Celeste Alexander is in the house. What's up, Celeste?
Hey, Celeste.
Hey, Celeste.
Yes. But no,
we had Celeste play recently. Uh-huh. She did come down, and it was her first time seeing the Lodge.
Okay.
I could tell by the way she played, she had a good time.
That's right.
Hey, Reese, happy new year.
Happy new year. Happy
that
new
dress
year.
You had on, Reese, was everything.
Yes, it was.
All right, we're getting a lot of love for the Lodge. So let's talk a little bit about what you said. She said, please don't. The project is gone. I don't know what that is. Maybe, that sounds like some insider stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. So Reginald said back in 89, some of the fattest parties I went to were on the west side, on the rough side of town. Well, yeah. I mean, that's the allure of underground. Underground, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Trying to recognize what we all love about it. Mm. No, it wasn't her first. Okay. Thank you, Celeste.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was the first time you saw the remodel.
When you said that, I was like, I feel
the
like
remodel.
He was there on your birthday.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I take that back.
Or Biggie were there on
All right, I take that back. I'm getting out.
They pop in and pop out.
Yeah,
well, Craig is pretty busy. You know, he does
running around.
So listen, I want to talk real quickly about like some of the stuff that has been rolling out. house music scene has gotten a lot of attention lately, right? We saw Alan on ABC, you know, getting interviewed, a little piece from Roderick Wimberly's and company's documentary. They showed that on the New Year's Eve program. One of our own from Vintage House. You know, we had lots of folks that were that are being profiled. Our crew was on WCIU, you know, Real Chicagoans. We got documentaries. I mean, so much. All this happened in the last like 2-3 months.
Yeah.
You know, what is going on that house music is getting so much attention, especially in the media right now? What's happening?
Time. And I know my internet is messing up now. Is it messing up again?
It looks like you're like in a little bit of a storm.
Are you trying to do tricks to you?
It's like a little fuzzy. Just, yes.
Yeah, I'm like, where's the snow coming from? But it's, you know what, Laura, it's about the time. You know,
that's what you were saying. I got it. Okay.
Yeah. It's, you know, house music has been around for so long, and it's time that the city has finally, you know, so many people have opened doors like that it's time that they're finally recognizing house music for the genre that it is. You know, and that's what we're glad to see that happening.
You know what? I think maybe also it has a lot to do with how house music got a lot of people through that shutdown, the major shutdown. Yeah, and I think it brought attention where there wasn't any before, you know, because it's real easy to just go online and see what's going on. And because it's got so much exposure, and I mean nationwide, globally, actually, I think that has a lot to do with it as well.
I agree. Well, I think it's great. I mean, I hope that we get more exposure. We got a few comments here. Celeste said, house music is like fine wine. Let's see. House has taken over a gaming platform, Twitch. It's funny that you said that because Chonk and I were just saying, you know, this show is actually on Twitch, but I don't do Twitch as much. So one of my New Year's resolutions is to get on Twitch a little bit more frequently with some live shows. I did well in the beginning of the pandemic, and then I was like, okay, everybody's doing a live show now.
Yeah,
what's up, Louis Green? What's up? So, yeah, lots to do. Ladybug, what's going on?
Hey, I see everybody's on here. What's our number?
This is the place to be. This is the place to be.
Yeah. But one of the things, again, I can't continue, you know, really strong, push the membership. Please look on my page, Tonka's page. It's going to be on Lori's page as well. Log in to the link so that you can get your membership. You'll actually get a digital membership because, see, the Lodge eventually in the next coming months, you will have to have a membership to get in the building.
Yeah.
This is something that we have to push.
Now, are you going to be requiring cards and membership? Like,
no, you don't. Once you log on to the webs, log on to the membership page, it'll automatically give you a digital membership card.
Right, go to
your phone. But when you see us, we'll give you
Stevie Edwards.
We'll give you a membership card. And then we also have a couple of packages coming up with our VIP membership and our new t-shirts. When you see the design that Toy came up with it and a couple of her
TC,
It's unbelievable. I saw them the other night and they were just, I was amazed. I really was.
That's great. Mm-hmm. So people are responding to, I think, my question about like, why are we getting so much attention? And Celeste, you're saying there's a lot more young people who are tuning into house than people may think. And and Leah's saying that's the key to keeping it alive. I have to agree 1,000% with both of you. There are, you know, we do a special show on Vintage House called Spotlight. And Spotlight, we feature young people who come on. You know, I only do once a month now, two nights out of the month. We have younger people who are doing the show. Mo Mommy, Justin, these folks you can see every week here. And they bring on new young talent who are into house music. And there's a lot of them. And I don't think I really recognize that, honestly, till I start spinning on the north side.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. If you remember the I won't say interview, or we had at the cultural center, the talk that we had at the Culture Center, one of the things was what was the future of house music. There was a panel discussion. And at the end of that panel discussion, what we determined was there was a lot of people thought that there was no young people being involved in house music. Mm-hmm. That was just on the south side of Chicago.
Right.
When we by the end of that whole panel discussion, we realized that it was growing everywhere else, north side, west side, because the west side kids had took it to a form of juke, and it was like really big. You know what I'm saying? The only place that it was not growing, that was stagnant, was the south side of Chicago.
Right, right.
And like you said, Lori, when I played for Queen, it was amazing. The young people, I saw just as many young people as I saw old people at Queen, and I was just literally blown away.
And you have your life, right?
Yeah. Wait, let me tell you something.
It's like help you remind you why you started doing this.
It is exactly why I became a DJ. Yes. When I played Queen, it was Labor Day weekend. Real quick story. It was Labor Day weekend. They called me to play. They said they wanted me to open up. Now, in our minds, we think opening up, okay, you're going to be in the little room somewhere. Right. You're going to play for a couple of hours, and that's about an hour and a half. Get the room ready. That's hit it and get your money. Mm-hmm. Well, that wasn't the case. When I got there, they had me in the big room upstairs. Mm-hmm. And I'm still at this mindset now, thinking that I'm just going to warm the tables up for everybody. But that wasn't it. I literally was the headliner. And when I opened up, in a matter of 15 minutes, the entire room was jam-packed.
Right. And this is what, like 9 o'clock in the evening?
Yeah, it's 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
The minute the doors open, I give them 15 minutes. The whole entire room of Metro was jam-packed.
Yeah.
And it was off to the races then. Yeah. And when I tell you, those people didn't care what you played as long as it was hot.
Yeah,
didn't care. And when I literally played for 3 hours.
Now, so here's the deal. Now, this is a question that I've had lots of arguments with promoters about, Tampa. So maybe you can help me out here. Is it the DJ or is it the club? Because the club has to pick DJs who know how to play.
Right,
that's a given, right? So we what you say, Craig? You throw a stick, you're gonna hit a DJ in Chicago.
Yeah, you throw a stick, you're gonna hit seven DJs,
and you might hit one of them that can play, but that's another story. But many DJs can play, so you know, they're are they coming to see Craig Loftus, or are they coming because they know it's just gonna be a badass party and they're gonna have a good time?
Yeah, you know,
all the things that I would say.
Go ahead.
And then you can go. Give me just a second, Craig. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that I've noticed is over the years, we've always said that, even amongst the dancers, it's actually been different things at different times. Like one year, it's like, oh, what's the hottest club? The next year, who's the hottest DJ right now? The next year, it's like they just go wherever the promoter goes, you know? I think, especially if I think about what people tell me as far as the lodge and that, it's the vibe we have at the lodge more than anything, right? I don't think it's so much the club, because I've seen where like some places they're packed and the club doesn't look like anything. You know, it's like the stuff in the old school, like a hole in the wall. You know, they don't care. If the vibe is there and the music is right, they're good. I've even seen people say that they had a good time when there's hardly anybody in there. Again, I think right now it's more so the vibe than anything. It's the vibe and the vibe and the DJ brings the vibe, basically. So it's like a combination.
You gotta have a good DJ. You gotta have a good sound system.
Right.
To me, those are givens. Because if you got a crappy sound system, people are not gonna hang out. They'll come for one or two times and they'll be like, something wasn't right. Yeah, right. Your ears are bleeding. That's what you couldn't hear the next day.
Yeah.
You're ringing all day long. But that's one of the things, you know, I think it's a little bit of both.
That's what people are saying.
And then definitely the, you know, that's why, we tried to make the lodge something totally different than you would expect to see on 51st Street. I tried to put out every creative aspect that I could into it. It's almost like same thing we did at EXP. If you remember my other club, I used to sit in front of EXP and just watch people's face when they came through the curtain. Right. I sat there all night and watched them come through the curtain and watch their mouth drop. And they're like, oh, my God, this is on 73rd. What is this? You know, so I tried to do the same thing with the Lodge. Take it to another level.
Right. Let me say one thing that is big for me is, and I think it has played a big part in the success and the way people feel about the Lodge. I want you to feel like you're home. And I've heard a lot of people say that they feel like the Lodge is home. So guess what? They go to the other party and the other party, but they always come home. And we get that a lot. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, go out, you know, do your drive arounds, enjoy the other part, but come on back home and end your night with us. And we get that a lot.
That's good.
We do.
That's good. Yeah. So we got a lot of comments, but I think everybody is saying, you know, you got to have a balance. You got to have certain things are given. And I have to tell you, Craig, I don't know. I can't do bad sound systems anymore. I used to feel like I'm a DJ. I can play on anything. When I get so snotty, I get so bougie when I go somewhere and they have a bad sound system.
But you should.
It's the one time where I'm just like,
unhappy. That, let me tell you something. That was one thing that Frankie taught me years ago. You should, because guess what? You are now delivering your craft.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have the correct tools to deliver your craft the way it needs to be delivered, then back away from it. Can't do it. I'm sorry. Your sound system is not enough. It can't handle what I have.
Would you walk out? Hey, Joe Smooth. Thanks for tuning in.
Hey, Joe.
Would you walk out? How far will you go as a DJ?
Well, let me just say this. I got you.
See, okay.
When you get to a certain level and you are of that level, Lori.
Yeah.
When you start getting these gigs, then you need to be scheduling sound checks.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
You don't always have the luxury to do that.
You know, but sometimes you have to. You know, if it's not in your rider. You have to do these things. Mm-hmm. There's certain requirements that you require. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you have to have that because, again, you are delivering your craft.
Right.
Uh-huh. And to be able to deliver your craft, you have to have everything in place to do that. Mm-hmm. Some reasonable facsimile thereof.
Okay. We all got to be more picky for 2022.
Yeah.
I will make that another resolution. Mm-hmm. No more bad sound systems. So listen, if you want a good DJ, have a good sound system. We put a lot of hard work into it. I meant to mention Carl Jenkins, who's also part of the Vintage House show, was on ABC as part of the New Year's Eve. So congratulations to him. So much else to say. So we got just like 10 minutes left. But before we go, I want to talk more about what's happening Saturday, January 15th, the reunion, Andre, Ferris Thomas, Mike, Emmanuel, Gene at the Lodge, 5108 South Prairie. Social distance. Go ahead.
I want Craig to speak real quick because you mentioned what else are we doing there. And why don't you speak on what Glenn Underground and Strictly Jazz Unit and Dion are doing?
Yeah, I forgot about that. Coming up in the next couple of months, Glenn Underground and Dion. We're going to be hosting a listening party
on
Thursday nights where all the DJs can come out and just listen to new music from labels, new labels that are coming out and things like that. You can just listen to music and come almost like, remember back in the day in the record pool times when everybody would go to the record pool, hear what was new, see what was hot. And then also what it does, it allows the people with their own record labels to connect with the DJs as well. This is also part of the membership. There will be a division of the membership base that will let me know if you're a DJ or not. And then that way we can actually be able to communicate directly with the DJs to let them know when we're going to kick this off. But I did speak with Glenn and Dion earlier today. Mm-hmm. And again, they were concerned for the variant. So we're going to let January play out and see what we're looking like in February.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, another one too. We got a big one. You guys would probably from the old school would really appreciate this. I hope they get a hold of this because Pat from Pat and Vera. Vera,
yes, I saw that.
She's
yes.
actually doing her 70th birthday party at okay. the end of the month. And we just hope everything goes well and that we can move forward with her party as well.
Yeah. And one more real quick, because this is a big one. We just locked in with DJ Alicia and Vortex. We're going to do a Vortex live from like sunlight to sunset or whatever. But mm-hmm. more on that later. But yeah, we got a lot of things. And we got Glenn and Boo playing together mm-hmm. with Jamil and Jean. That's coming up. We have quite a few things. And then Kevin Abdul is going away and Hans Cherry's birthday. We got some good stuff coming up.
Yeah, so you need to get your membership, be at the lodge. It's happening. I'm not ready to let y'all go just yet. So don't worry. We have a few more minutes here.
Okay.
Linda Red says she's a pretend DJ.
She got her pretend boyfriend, pretend DJ.
Stop it. All right. So Louis Green said, where can he get the membership? So let's talk about that one more time.
You can go to my page. You can go to my page, Craig Loftus on Facebook, or you can go to Tonka. We will actually, after this, we'll repost it so that mm-hmm. it'll be at the top of our pages. And mm-hmm. all you have to do is click on the membership and you can fill everything out and it will send you a digital membership card. And then when you get to see us, we'll hand you a physical.
All right, that's the ticket. So the membership is important because you have a private club.
Yes.
Essentially, you know, you're kind of required to have that to get in.
Exactly.
So you can come with a member, so don't think you can't come and you won't get in. You probably figure that out.
There you go. Hold it closer. Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Those are the key changes.
It looks something like that.
Yeah.
Well, Lee Williams is coming to the South Side. I'm with you, bro. I gotta go to the South Side too. It is a trek for me, but I'm gonna try to do it. All right. So listen, I wanna go back just a little bit before we close out here on what else is there to say. There are a lot, you know, more and more documentaries. You know, the Vintage House crew is trying to put together some stuff. We've been doing this for 7 years. The reason why we were on WCIU is that this was our 7-year anniversary. We think 7 years is good luck, but we got more to say. What else do you think, Craig Loftus? You've been doing this since I've been doing it,
yes.
Since 1980. And I'm wondering what's left, what is there to say? If there's another documentary about house music, what hasn't been said?
Oh, wow. Well, you know what?
Loaded question.
Yeah, that's a loaded question. But actually, I believe everything has been said. But again, you have to look at all the documentaries and everything that goes out.
Everything's been said? Did you say that?
Yeah, I believe, well, there's a few little personal notes and things like that that people don't know about.
Okay.
Like, I could give you a whole storyline of different things. Like, you know, but again, you have to remember, each documentary and each story is a personal experience of that person at that mm-hmm. time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I believe Joe Smooth is even working on something like that to tell mm-hmm. his story. Again, when you look at the word, his story,
mm-hmm.
it's everyone's individual story of how they see their, what, how they came up in yeah. house music.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So.
So is there not a definitive story?
Well, you know.
I don't think so.
There is. I don't think there's a definitive story, but I believe there's a nucleus, which we all come from. Mm-hmm. It's all, like, give you an example, Lori. Our story branches off more to 206 and yeah. Sawyer's than Toya's, than Tonka's story.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? But we're yeah. all family, and we all tie in together somewhere mm-hmm. somehow. But
okay.
each one of our the initial storyline of how mm-hmm. we all got into this is totally different. Like you yeah. and I, we go back with Frankie and 206
mm-hmm.
and coming up as children, you know,
right.
just imagine, oh my God, this is the best thing to slice bread.
Yeah. And it was.
It really, really was. You know, and
yes.
like
see, they missed the house dancer. Cherise has a good point here.
Yeah.
She says that different perspectives, they've often missed the house dancers from the beginning to help cultivate the culture. I'm with you. I was one of those.
And that, yes. to be honest with you, I would love to see that. Now, that right there,
That's the next documentary that it should be. All right, so the House Dancers.
I'm starting to think more of this as a series. I really do think it's a series. And that way you can take your time with all these different things. Mm-hmm. Some of you may know that in addition to all these other things that I love doing is that I do some filmmaking and actually had a series for a while.
On Kevin's television. Room.
You know, Jesse did something similar though. They did what did he call it in their words.
But that was
I'm actually in that one. Yeah.
Yeah, that so something similar.
Something similar, yeah.
But something that you know, broadcast quality that would be on you know, big screen, small screen, what have you. So I do think there's a lot more that needs to be told. I think a lot more. So Joe Smooth has something to say. Most documentaries focus on different stories, but not on the timeline. I'm with you. So it leaves the history confusing. And I'll say this, Joe, when we talk about the timeline, this is something I always give credit to E. Smooth. I don't know if he created it, but I think he coined this phrase that there's a house music culture and the house music canon. And when we talk about culture, that is different than the records that were made in Chicago that we ascribe as house music.
Exactly.
And so I think it's important to make those distinctions and then create work that reflects those separately, you know, because there is a house music culture and it is around the warehouse and music box and power plant and these clubs that most people are too young to get into who are watching this show tonight. But we need to do that. So and we need to be able to put that in the timeline. You know,
right.
Because when you switch from culture to canon.
Exactly. Because when you start talking about house music, the music, Frankie wasn't playing house music at 206. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, you know, people would disagree with you though. He wasn't playing the house music canon at 206.
Right, because it didn't exist yet.
Well, the umbrella that was created for house music grandfathered in a whole bunch of other songs that are now called house music. It just
right. But see, you know, that's like saying, you know what it is? That's true. That's like saying Teddy Pendergrass made house music.
You're funny, Victoria.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, yeah,
you
know exactly.
That if you went to Teddy Pendergrass and told him that Bad Luck was a house track, he'd look at you like you're crazy.
You didn't know what you're talking about.
You got a whole culture of people that'll cut your throat if you told them that Bad Luck was a house track.
Bad Luck is a house music song.
Right.
It is.
Yeah, no, sorry, Lori. It was R&B. It was not house music.
Well, what I'm saying is it is now though.
No, but see, that's just it. Through the grandfather clause. See, that's what happens. Anything with a 4/4 beat that we choose to adapt, like that's Blondie raps, all that, anything.
Yes.
Anything, they just want to snatch it. There's a lot of Baby I'm Scared of You was not a house track.
Well, it's part of the house culture.
Because we grabbed it's 4/4. We grabbed it and snatched it. And it was so funny. That's another storyline. I remember when Frankie and I was in the car. We were in the car when they first played Baby, I'm Scared of You on the radio. And the look on his face, I looked at him and I said, he looked at me and he's like, oh, yeah, we can get our hands on that. And we played it, but we first heard it on the radio. And next thing you know, we were cutting it up at his house. Oh. And we played it that Friday night at the club.
Everybody. So it became a house music song. Jesse says no.
Of course, Jesse. You know Jesse goes say that anyway. You know,
but Jesse, you're the king of the house music canon.
Yeah.
Not, you know, culture was prior to canon. You were part of that culture too.
Jesse, you made one of the first house records, but not
the first house record.
Yeah, you're not a part of the, you know, you're a part of it.
No,
but
he is. But see, Jesse is a great example of like both of those things, as are you. Jesse Saunders.
Okay.
This guy.
I give him the first house record.
Our godfather.
I give him the first house record.
But the house music culture is everyone. It's the dancers, it's the DJs, it's the clubs, it's the R&B. Linda Brand.
It's the punk
rock.
Exactly. It was punk rock. We were doing the punk out.
Yeah, the punk out. I can still do it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Oh, wait, we can even take it back further. We was doing the punk out and we was doing the men, though. Right?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yes,
like we was doing I remember the men, though. You know what I'm saying? Had its own dance. All of that played a part in house music being what it is.
Who remembers the 6'3"?
Yeah, right, right. I remember the 6'3".
You don't know nothing about that one.
Well, no, I don't know about that one.
Yeah, that's so funny because Tonka 6'3" was the guy that we had to kick out the club, unfortunately.
Okay, he was legendary.
Long time ago, he was so popular in the industry that he actually had his own dance that we used to do called the 6'3".
Wow.
He had his own dance.
Okay. Yeah.
Tony, you remember this? Tony remembers 6'3". Okay, now somebody need to get on there. Yeah, the Eyes shirt. See,
Vera's online, you guys.
Hey, Vera.
Hey, Vera.
Victoria, you remember the Mendel? Yes, yes,
right. Yes.
Now we're just getting warmed up, and it's the end of the show.
So, like, now, it's almost over. The very first party I was just telling Toy, this the very first party that I mm-hmm. most successful party I gave was mm-hmm. at Mendel. I gave a party at Mendel where Jamie Principal performed and Frankie played. And
This
was back when we were.
Where was I?
I don't know where you were, Lori, but yeah, that party was the biggest party I ever did.
And look, somebody had, I forget, they said, where was the money? Who made the money?
Let me tell you, that party, I made $20,000, and you had to split the money with the Chicago Police Department. That's how Mendel's contract was. Whatever you hit on the door, you had to split half of it with the security. And that was all the Chicago Police Department.
Is. I love y'all. We still arguing about what house is. New Wave is house. Damn it. Yes.
Let's argue. Right.
Oh, my goodness. Glenn Underground just put something up about that.
What'd he say?
He just basically said house music and disco are different, you know. House music is production, new production, which I think a lot of us know, but I guess not everybody know. They're just putting everything under that. So
it is an umbrella term.
You wore chucks. Yeah.
I don't even know what you would call like house music. Some of the stuff that's even produced now, you know, that's straight up R&B pop. It goes into the house music canon.
You know, they look at it like this. It's like every 4/4. Anything with a 4/4 beat, they just automatically snatched it and said it's
Philadelphia house. Beat was 4/4, and that was way before house music.
Right, but you say it's house. Tell me Love is the Message ain't house music.
Love is the Message is house. And you know what else is house?
What?
Teddy Pendergrass is house. Teddy Pendergrass is house. Yeah, we did make some money, but we didn't make that kind of money. I know what Lauren is trying to say. So that's a story that needs to be told. We'll talk about that next time.
Mm-hmm.
So listen, I love you all. Love is a Message is disco. Jesse Saunders is also house.
That's Mother, Father, Sister, Brother remake, right?
I love you. All right, so listen, we're plugging it for you there. March 26th, the Palm. That's right. We're doing it. Wait a minute, is that March 26th? I thought we was doing that in like a couple weeks. Did we move the date? Well, I will be wherever we supposed to be. Thank you for plugging that. All right.
Oh, can and, I?
Yes.
Can I say real quick, Afro Disco is coming to the South Side. We have Afro Disco with Ron Carroll, myself, Lazoo, the whole team, and all the DJs who are team Afro Disco on January 22nd. So,
okay. Well, listen, there's a lot coming up, and I will be spinning. I'm at the Lodge.
Yes. Yes, you will. Yes, you will.
I'll be playing some Teddy Pendergrass because
and Love is the Message. Right?
And Love is the Message. Oh, yes. That just makes me want to play right now. Right. All right. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to play a little bit just to take us out of here. A little bit more of Craig Loftus. Yes. All right, y'all. Guys. Thanks for tuning in. I'm going to show you a little bit of this, and then we're going to say goodnight. Peace. Love.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in.
We'll see you at the
lodge. We'll see you at the lodge.
Good luck, everybody. Always bright.
Yes. Well, you know, I made red that shirt. That was a live mirror ball.
Really?
Yeah, if they actually did it the right way, when they called the room up, I would turn into a human mirror ball.
It can be.
I got that.
You told me that. But yeah. I was down here.
They didn't do the lights the right way.
Right.
All right, Richie, thanks for tuning in.
Continue to be until she falls.
Yes, get the song if you don't have it. Get it, y'all. Sleep in the Middle by Craig Loftus, a.k.a. Grand High.
Thanks for listening to the Vintage House Show podcast. Please subscribe and share, and check us out live, WNUR 89.3 FM, Wednesdays at 10 o'clock. Thanks for listening to the Vintage House Show podcast. Please subscribe and share, and check us out live, WNUR 89.3 FM, Wednesdays at 10 o'clock.